I am certain that the FIB side of the police will get themselves involved from the time you see that amount of money, and then they will need to determine that. That is a fairly complex investigation that needs to take place there to find out if all of us in this room went and gave our money, we got a receipt, etc., and we haven't been the victims of the collapse as yet, what is the criminal charge? But there are possible criminal charges, and I'll leave that up to the police under the Proceeds of Crime Act and other pieces of legislation. But yes, to answer your question, the government is concerned, and now is as good a time as any to warn the population of Trinidad and Tobago, don't get caught in any pyramid scheme. If it seems too good to be true, that is because it is too good to be true.